humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Yay. Woo-hoo. Friday.
We got a cast member who's dealing with a major, major problem. We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
But I wanted to start things off on a slow note.
It's not me.
It's not you? I thought you lost
it
your wallet.
You.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant something else. I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm gonna figure that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you were just telling Laurent everything in it is...
Yeah.
The inventory is hot.
I know.
All right.
You know what I thought you were going to bring up?
The inventory is hot.
You know what I thought you were going to bring up is the passport thing. And I'm like, that's not a major issue about the passport. How I have an issue is getting passports.
Is that where you lost it?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right, but I want to spend more time on that. We don't have a lot of time to talk right now.
No.
I'm in charge of keeping the schedule, people.
Yeah, you would, sure.
You know?
That's what you do.
I keep the schedule. I look at the computer. I have to keep the schedule. So I know when we have more time to talk about it, and I want to talk about Roy losing his wallet.
Okay.
And we're going to put a major reward out there.
Whoa. What do you mean a major reward?
Whatever cash is in your wallet, which we got to find out.
I'm sure somebody's going to take that anyway.
Yeah.
But there's something that I noticed that I did this morning.
Yeah.
And I think there's only one other person in this room right now that might have potentially done the same thing.
Go to Dunkin' Donut?
I did see Loren at Dunkin' Donuts when it was like seeing a teacher out where she's out of her element, you know, and you're like, oh, hey. No, the first words out of my mouth today was a curse word.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah. And I think the only other person that could have done the same thing is Nicole.
What does that mean?
As much as me, don't you?
Yeah, I have a really...
Potty mouth?
Yeah, you have a potty mouth. Well, I bashed my pinky toe getting into the shower. I said nothing.
That's a you thing.
For 5 minutes, I was awake, brushed my teeth, went to the shower, bashed my pinky toe, and the first word out of my mouth was a swear word.
I think that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if I bashed mine, I'd
actually,
yeah.
You're right. Mine was. Now that I think about it.
Yours was too?
I didn't say it out loud.
No, me neither.
But I said it in my head, like first thing, not even out of bed yet.
Oh, not even out of bed?
Yeah.
You beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was more of like a, like that.
Right.
And then I thought to myself as I was showering, Nicole, and the water was the perfect temperature.
You didn't want to get out.
I didn't want to get out. It was a beautiful temperature. I said, Manny, can you go a full day without swearing, do you think?
I could.
You don't swear that much.
No, I don't. In fact, if anything, I swear for comedic effect.
Right.
You know?
I use it like it's... Like it's an adjective.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I don't think
it would be a real challenge.
Yeah, let's maybe challenge each other one day. I'm not ready today. I've already failed.
Hold on. I have a question for you, though, Manny, because I don't have to worry about this yet because Cash is too little, and he didn't even say mama at this point, so I'm not worried about him dropping a bomb.
Right.
But will Dean not repeat that stuff?
I really don't do it in front of him.
Okay.
And you know what? What I've learned is I don't, like, if we listen to a song and there's a swear word, or, like, we're listening to Howard and he goes off. Mm-hmm. If he goes off bad, I'll turn the channel. But if Howard just says something, I don't bring attention to it.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
So if I say something like if he said something and I go, oh, bro, we don't ever say that word. Let me tell you something funny real quick, too. Last night, I'm putting Dean to bed. I love this kid. He's going to be 5 next week. And he goes, I go, good night, Dean. Have a good night. He goes, Dad, have a good day at work. What do you think you're going to do tomorrow? I was like, well, you know, I don't have a lot planned, bro. I said, we got the free-for-all of $1,000.
That's like talking to an adult.
It's like talking to my boss. I was all chagrined.
What are you doing tomorrow? Well, I don't know.
Not much.
You're
one
like,
of those days.
Did Quagmire get to you?
Friday's going to carry us. Dean says to me, he goes... I go, good night, buddy, and I leave. I turn his radio on. We have a music CD that we play for him. And he goes, Dad, wait, don't leave. I go, what's up? He goes, I got to sneeze, and I want you to say God bless you.
Aww.
How
See,
funny
stuff
is
like that?
That,
I want a kid so bad.
Yeah. He goes, I got to sneeze, and you can bless me.
That's so funny and cute.
So I was in here, and he only did one.
Did he do it on purpose or did
he? No. He was legit, but his timing was good because a lot of times I go, you know?
Yeah.
But he had a full sentence, then sneezed.
That's so awesome.
Anyway, man. That's a little inside look into my life. What's going on with you, kid. Nicole?
Finley didn't do much yesterday. And
no.
He doesn't pick up my curse words, so
good.
We're in the clear.
Yeah, your son Finley, your dog. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into it, Loren. Let's find out where Roy thinks he lost his wallet. Let's find out what's in it and what's set a reward price.
All right.
I don't like this reward price thing. I just assume it's stolen and gone forever.
If I remember his wallet, though, I thought it was thick.
And
there's a lot of
it
stuff
is,
in
it. I would like to think that there's just good people in the world that would offer it back up.
I don't know how they get in touch with him unless he has a note in there that says if found, which is possible. All right, hang on. Give us like 3 minutes and we'll come back.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. And Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Give me an adjective for money. Clams.
Green.
We got 1,000 clams for you. We got 1,000 greenies for you. We got the loot.
The loot's a good one. Yeah.
Loren, this is right up your alley. Give me more adjectives for money.
I don't know. I'm still... Sorry, I'm distracted this morning. Yeah.
I never have money, so I don't know what to call it.
Anyway, the Kiss Cash Code is happening at 8 a.m. this morning. And, geez, when I told Dean last night we had nothing planned, literally... We're off to a racing start this morning here on the MRO show. If Loren can't come up with adjectives for money, what can we do today?
Just give it away.
Right. 8 a.m. Kiss Cash Code, $1,000 in your pocket. Unless, of course, you already have money in your pocket because you found Roy's wallet yesterday, which he lost somewhere. Yeah. And no phone call, no
nothing.
Emails.
Well, I don't know how they would reach out to me.
Well, so your license is in there. So did you check with the front desk?
Well, we just sent our associate producer to my front desk, and I'm sure they would have brought something up.
Yeah. Oh, so he's already back, and nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Do you think somebody
there.
Would have dropped it off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that really nice? I just assumed someone stole it, and, like, I'm now in the process of, I got to cancel all my cards. I now got to get the DMV to give me a new license.
Which
it's the whole thing.
Then now, hold on, because I know Roy... loses his identity on the regular.
Oh, yeah.
Was your social security in there?
No, I have learned to put my social security card in my safe.
Good. You're not supposed to carry that around.
Yes.
However, the safe doesn't lock. The door's broken off the safe, but it's in there.
It's in there.
Where did you lose it, you think?
Well,
when was the last time you had eyes on your wallet?
You know, I typically don't have errands, but yesterday was and Loren always has errands, by the way. So it was a very Loren day for me. I was like, I was in the Waverly Providence area, which I'm never in.
Yeah, that's our neck of the woods.
I was exploring Charlotte, so I'm trying to piece everything together. And the last time I can remember having it is when I was at Publix. Because I bought
here
things.
In South End or
here
out by
South
us?
End.
Okay.
All right.
That's when I actually used my card and my card's in my wallet.
Well, so I would say that you have a better chance of getting it back if you lost it here in South End than down by us because it's a really far drive for somebody to go and drop that off.
Now, see, if you left it at Publix and you left it on the counter, I would think that someone would give it to the staff.
Well, I called them yesterday and they didn't have anything.
So
I don't. That's the only place I can think of. Unless, then the other thing is that when I was in the Providence area, it fell somewhere. But I never used my card, so I never really thought about it.
But you used it at Publix last, which was after Providence.
Right.
Follow the facts. You think our intern Spider-Man might have it?
Probably. I don't trust him.
Got a new outfit.
He's got a new hat on.
He's got gold teeth. Went all in.
Well, and I only have, I think, like $20 in there. So
is that it?
$20, $40. It's one of the two. It's either one or two.
Not
20
anymore.
Bills.
Let's not cancel your card until like 10 and see if anybody puts anything on it. Just to give us something to do today. We literally have nothing planned.
To track them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like we'll send our producer because like, oh, there's a charge in
at a gas
in
station.
Fort Mill. Go
Fort
to
Mill.
Fort Mill.
Come on, Joaquin, get in the car.
We'll chase this guy down.
Oh my god,
we're on it.
All right, let's go to the phone now. Producer Joaquin is on the scene of where Roy's last charge was.
All right, I see a guy.
He's
got a big, thick wallet.
Tackle
Could
him.
You imagine if he, like, attacked somebody and it wasn't the person with your wallet. That was like when you guys lost Roy's phone on our way back from Morning Show Boot Camp, and you went knocking on trailer doors.
A truck driver.
Truck driver's doors.
Awesome? We tracked his phone on Find My My Phone app, and it said it was inside of a truck.
So we knocked on the door.
At a truck rest stop. We were knocking on it. It was this huge truck, and when I tell you the guy that opened the door looked like the dude who could fit inside the box in the Ocean's movies.
Yeah.
The acrobat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
He's like, you could come in and look if you want. We're like, no, bro, we're all good. I've seen that movie. I get hit over the head with something. Next thing you know, I end up in Idaho.
Yeah, I'm not going inside your big truck. The fact that we didn't get murdered there is a shocker to me. But I'm seeing a trend.
Do you remember, Roy, when we were getting ready to leave? Which, by the way, Roy was sick that morning. He was puking in the bushes. There's the phones. Is it someone with Roy's wallet? Oh, that would be dope.
Oh, please.
Loren, we started seeing Roy's phone leave.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, there it's at the stoplight.
Yeah,
it's
at the highway.
You did? You tried to trace the truck?
And then I did the stupid thing.
He couldn't get in the car fast enough.
And I did the stupid thing of calling it, and the guy shut it off.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, but we saw it get onto the highway. We saw the dot moving Pac-Man.
Oh.
Anyway.
So if you... I have my wallet, 704-570-9595. Maybe our radio family is.
That's what you need. You know they have those little tiles that you can put in your wallet.
I know. I need that.
Yeah, but you don't lose it often. This is like, since I've known you, I think this is the first time.
I've never lost it.
Reward. What are we setting up? $50?
$50?
How about this before you have to take all your credit cards and cancel them?
What's inside. Yeah. Whatever's inside.
He said 20.
Well, I mean, he could go and buy a new wallet for $20.
You have any gift cards in there?
I don't think so.
We'll give you what about that Red Lobster gift card we got yesterday?
I already taken that thing out. Sterling's excited.
Because I would have thrown that in there as a reward, too. All right. We'll be back. If anybody has seen my buddy Roy's wallet in South End.
Yeah, Publix.
Is it a Virginia license?
No, it's North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, don't make fun of the picture either. That was a sore subject.
That's a really sore subject. I look fat. Don't make fun of my picture.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Manny Ray Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Question, Loren.
Yes.
You're the traveler. Do you have a rewards program with your airline?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand it?
No.
Okay, good. I was just reading this in the Post. 54% of people say they do not understand their rewards programs for their frequent flyers, and they find it very confusing.
We have no idea, actually. My husband understands it better than I do, and we were just talking about this yesterday because my brother called me and asked me what credit card he should get that gives travel points.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. You got to talk to Dallas.
So my brother in Chicago with three kids swears that once we have our second baby, we need to start getting a Disney rewards card to help us get points for Disney. But I don't even know how to go about redeeming that stuff. And I'm not alone. 44% of people say they don't understand their credit card reward programs. They find them dumbfounding.
Well, I have American Express, so like I have a rewards program.
Amex is easy.
It's easy, but like everything's so expensive. I've been saving my points for a long time. And I mean a long time. Mm-hmm. And I can only get like two nights at a hotel.
Trading in your points?
Trading in my points.
But how long do you have to build up your points before you get something? That's the problem.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have that, like 70 some thousand.
So you have to find a card. And I know that there's like some kind of like Black MasterCard that you can get that's like three times the points.
Yeah.
And we've been looking into that too. But it's like there's so many of them. How do you choose?
Yeah.
I mean, we had 725,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And American was like, okay, that's 10% off your ticket. We're like, what?
10% off?
I'm joking, but that's what it sounded like. We were like, what?
Yeah.
We don't understand it. And I don't understand the whole, you know, Bank of America does the cash back thing. And they're like, oh, you should be using your car. Well, how come I don't get cash back when I use it?
I want
$5 back in my hand.
So I have another bank, but they have for every 100, like you spend on that card, it gets pulled into another account, and then when you redeem so much, it'll dump back into your bank account.
Yeah, you can redeem stuff too on the Bank of America website, but it's like going to Chuck E. Cheese, winning tickets, and going to that store and being like, can I get 10 plastic spiders?
That's easier.
You know what rewards program I absolutely loved, and it was up in Virginia. It's the equivalent to Harris Teeter Kroger's.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
They had this deal where you spend $100 in groceries and you get 10 cents off a gallon of gas.
Yeah, that's good.
And I mean, like, you could get, like, I was getting like 20, 30 cents off.
Mm-hmm. The high octane stuff, bro.
Anytime I want.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
With the Supreme.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
That was a reward.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
If you don't understand your rewards program, don't worry. 54% of Americans don't either.
We're with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Time Magazine just revealed their 100 most influential people of 2018.
Oprah, yes. Always on the list.
Yes,
Taylor Swift on the list.
Okay.
What about a guy, an influential man? Trump's not going to make it.
He is on the list.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he is the president.
Tiffany Haddish also on the list. Jennifer Lopez. And what they did this year is they had somebody who is inspired by you write your little blurb. Just as an example, Kevin Hart wrote the blurb about Tiffany Haddish.
Who wrote the blurb about Trump?
I don't have the whole thing in front of me.
Okay.
Ivanka.
Probably.
Yeah. My dad. By Ivanka Trump. My dad is so fun.
So we just saw Destiny's Child. Okay. We just saw Destiny's Child perform at Coachella. And maybe we missed something because Michelle Williams is engaged. And she said that her fiance popped the question last month and he's been saving the engagement ring for 11 years. Could you imagine if she found it? Like 6 years ago, and she's just been waiting for it the whole time. Like, accidentally, she found it somewhere in his, you know.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, it's coming. And then it never comes. Kanye West just told us that he is going to drop not one, but two albums in June. So we'll be waiting on that. And speaking of new music, Ariana Grande just dropped a new single, No Tears Left to Cry.
All right, give me a second.
Oh, I held up two fingers. There was two pieces
you
of
did?
Audio. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see you hold on. I thought you were saying peace.
Yeah, peace and love.
Peace and love. That's what you were doing. All right, here is Ariana Grande's new joint, No Tears Left. See, I love Ariana.
Me too. Her voice is so full.
I love it.
Okay, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Carrie Underwood opens up about that terrible fall she has and says that her son was a little afraid of it at first.
Ooh,
so okay. We will have more on that coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, but that is your Dirty for now.
Thank you, Loren. A brand new phone slam featuring our boy Roy. What'd you find on your sandwich?
Money.
So we got to call the sandwich shop and mess with the guy.
Which is ironically what I lost in my wallet
That's
yesterday.
That's called karma.
Still looking for Roy's wallet. All right. So, yes, we will we'll have a brand new phone slam in under 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get
egg and cheese wake up wraps for just $2. Two egg and cheese.
Roy and Loren Morning Show, phone slam. I'm gonna reach my
telephone. This was the way.
Hey, how's it going? I gotta file a compliment / complaint.
Okay. Do you want to speak to the manager?
No, I need to. Who are you?
I'm Dave.
That's who I want to talk to.
Okay.
So I went in there and I got me a foot long. I should have got a 6-inch, but I got me a foot long anyway. And it was great because I love your meat. And number two, you had money in the sub. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Spread throughout the sub were five $20 bills. Now, I couldn't finish the whole thing because I got me a cookie and a soda pop. So I ate through about 2.5.
Oh, whoa. Did we put the money in there?
Well, I don't know who put them. I'd assume so. But I do appreciate you guys putting money in there. I got now, let's see here, if I ate through 20 and I ate through 40 and I kind of ate through 5, but I don't know how you can count that. So we'll just say I ate through 6. So 60, I got like $20 left over. It's a great day for me. But now my tummy's hurting because of all this money I'm eating. And so I'm getting a little sick. So I'm looking to get a refund. but I would like the refund with the money on inside.
I've never been in this situation before. I guess.
I mean, listen, you give me 24 hours, I'm going to have my full 100 back, but I don't know if I can reuse that.
Okay, that's gross.
You guys running some mafia sting or something? I mean, why are you putting cash in the bread?
I don't know.
You know where it was tucked between?
Maybe someone else did it. I didn't, unless it was an accident, but I don't know who's.
I'm telling all my friends to go in there, get the foot long, make sure you get it with mayo, lettuce, mustard, cucumbers, and money. That's what I got.
Let me get my manager.
No. We don't need to bring more people in our little operation. I'm coming back. I got to get gas in my car. The kiddies need their own groceries and new shoes. I got a whole thing I got to get. I'm going to buy me three sandwiches.
That's what we're doing.
For 15 bucks, I'm going to get 300 bucks. It's a steal.
Sir, if you're saying that you found money inside the sandwich,
yeah,
that's a really serious thing.
It's a great thing.
You got to talk to the manager.
Can you do me a favor? Next time I order my footlong, can you make sure you don't put mayonnaise then money? Because it took me forever to clean and scrape all that white stuff off.
We're not doing that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? I just called in. I ended up overhearing the message.
Hey, Mike, make sure you order an Italian mafia sub. You get 100 bucks.
Yeah, I was on hold, and somehow this conversation bled over, and now I can hear everything. I'm coming in myself to get money.
Yeah.
I like this location.
You're going to have the busiest say in all of Charlotte.
Dave. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We know you got customers there. We can't mess around with you too much, but your friend Brian thought it would be funny for us to play a phone slam on you today at work.
And there's no money in the subs, unfortunately. I wish there was.
Oh my God.
Although Roy is having stomach issues.
That is true.
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
Phone slams. Because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1. Still to come.
I don't know why I find that whole concept so hilarious.
It's
so dumb. I mean, Brian's like, play a phone slam. It's Dave's like third day on the job at this well-known sub shop, you know?
Dude, too. He's like, he has no idea what to do with that information.
And so we're like, let's just tell him there's money on the sub. It was so ridiculous that we couldn't say no to the idea. And then all of a sudden, I'm on hold and I bleed into the conversation.
And that doesn't really throw him off. You know what I mean? He still listens to it.
So good. Yeah. I love it. I love phone slams. If you got a phone slam idea, hit us up at the MRL show. Direct message us, give us the information, and we'll play a phone slam. We also do War of the Roses.
That is correct. We're going to be checking in with Emma and Cole.
Yes, he took a work trip. We'll find out whether or not he is being faithful while on that work trip in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny Flat Siding. Come by I-77 South, exit 88, just below Carowinds, or visit FortMilford.com, where every truck deserves a happy owner. See dealer for details.
You know, producer Nicole, when you first moved here, you and I hung out all the time, would go out and tear up the town, and now it seems like I never get to spend time with you.
That's sad.
It is sad. It's
you
like
to hang out?
Yeah, I do. What do you want to do?
You want to get sushi?
Yeah, I do want to get sushi. Thank you for the sad music, by the way. I'm just hurt. I'm just hurt because every time I try to hang out with Nicole, it's like, well, I'm doing something with my girlfriend, and I'm like, well, I mean,
okay,
well,
then when I hit you up, you're doing something with your boyfriend.
Well, maybe we should do something all together.
Yeah, that was my idea. Why don't y'all just get, I mean, it seems like such an easy fix, Loren. What's going on here?
Let's go on a double date to Essex Bar and Bistro and try their amazing sushi.
Yes, they have a tequila and sushi class on Wednesday, May 9th at 6 p.m. You learn how to roll your own California roll and spice a tuna roll. And plus, you get to enjoy a buffet of some of Essex's favorite dishes. You got to take advantage of this. Find more information online at EssexNC.com, where you'll find me and Nicole and our boyfriend, well, my boyfriend, her girlfriend on a double date.
So complicated. You guys are so complicated. Maybe you're like me and your allergies are...
...fied candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Sola and Kiss 95.1 are giving you a chance to win $5,000. Sola is incredibly delicious, better-for-you foods with all the sugar and low-net carbs. Register at Kiss95.1.com for your chance to win 5 large.
We're about to bust it. Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Emma, tell us what's going on in your relationship that makes you think your boyfriend Cole is cheating.
All right, so I've been dating Cole for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years this summer. And he switched jobs recently. He became the boss of a lot of young women. Like, you know, we're in our mid-30s, but like, you know, early 20s to mid-20s age women, okay? And that's not so much the problem, but he has scheduled 2 work retreats for him and these women, and they've both been on Fridays. And one was to Topgolf, which is fine, like no big deal, whatever. But the second one was an overnight trip to Charleston, and I just find that a little bit strange. I mean, like he went with 5 of these coworker girls and 1 other guy to Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to be home Saturday morning, but he ended up staying in Charleston. He, like, gave me some, like, work bullshit about, like, cleaning up loose ends. And I don't know. It didn't even, like, really make sense to me, which is why I don't believe it. He said that everybody went home on Saturday morning. But there is this one girl that I follow on Instagram. He had a selfie in Charleston on Saturday night.
But there was a worker there when he said they all left.
Right.
All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong are you that he's hooking up with her? I mean, is there any other signs that maybe this person could be, you know, coming in between you and him in this relationship?
No, I mean, he swears that it was nothing, you know, like he just stayed by himself to finish off. But I don't know.
But unless we do this, you're always going to have that question in your head.
Yeah.
All right.
What's her name?
Her name is Kim.
All right, dialing him up.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Cole, please.
This is Cole.
Hey, Cole. My name is Courtney. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Congratulations. I have your name and number here of the winner of our free roses for the month. One of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post. And we randomly selected your handle to get these free, beautiful, romantic red roses.
Cool. I don't know. I never win anything, so this is new for me.
Well, you should definitely thank your friends then because they tagged you in this.
Right.
But do you have someone that you have in mind that you'd like to send beautiful roses to?
Yeah, I do. But there's not going to be a... There's no sort of fee or any sort of charge on any kind of card or anything, is there?
No, it's not a reoccurring charge. We're not going to take your credit card number. We'll have no link to you unless, of course, you want to call and repurchase them.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I have someone in mind.
Okay, who can I send them to?
So her name is Kim, K-I-M.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with these beautiful roses for Kim. Would you like to write something romantic on them?
Yeah. You could put, Kim, I know this is completely out of line, but I can't get the other night out of my head. But who knows where it'll go next. Is that too much or does that work?
That's definitely sharing a lot.
Are you... kidding me, Cole?
Hello?
I mean,
Cole, that's Emma on the phone.
This is Emma. You know you could get fired what? For this.
Yeah. Cole, you're in War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters, dude.
She's your coworker.
Emma, listen, Emma, nothing. All right.
No, this is a joke.
Emma, nothing. It's a joke. It's an inside joke at work.
Are you kidding me? Let's see where this is going to go.
Yeah, it's an inside joke. It's a funny thing.
You're making a jerk out of yourself, dude, because you didn't just say that. You also said, like, hey, that other night was great. Was that the night in Charleston that you were there by yourself finishing up some work things?
Emma, nothing happened. Nothing actually happened. It was just, it's like innocent. It's nothing. There's nothing to it. I promise.
Well, that's not real convincing.
Yeah, really. Whether it was in Charleston or not, obviously something is going on between the two of you.
No, nothing is going on. There's really nothing going on.
I can't believe this. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What do you think, Emma?
I think he's been cheating on me, obviously, even though he doesn't say it.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
I guess break it off.
Well.
Nothing happened.
Cole, I mean, we'll talk about this later, obviously, but...
You're going to break it off over a fake flower thing on the radio? Like, that's what you're going to do 2 years? You're just going to throw that away?
Why didn't you just send it to me?
It's not, nothing happened. You can ask her.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't we get her on and you can ask her?
Yeah, let's call her.
Great.
She's busy right now,
Now you're backpedaling. Okay.
I'll give you her number and you can call her.
After you talk to her first, though, right?
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. Okay. Emma, Loren's right. You got your answer.
Thank you, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We're going to get into this. A new study says that 57% of people, that's over 50, close to 60% of people, do this before a first date. And it's not Google the date. It's not freak out. It's something they do that can actually... Loren, if they do it, it could actually ruin the date.
Really?
All right. Really? We'll get into that just after 7. The Manny...
KS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
$1,000 KISS cash code. It could be yours. Make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. We're going to give you that code word that you just text to 40772. Don't go anywhere for that.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, give it away, buddy.
All right, so what are 57% of people doing before they go on a date that could be actually detrimental to the date if they do it too much?
I'm going to say put on cologne or perfume.
Not a bad guess. In fact, an email came out here at the Beasley Media Group saying, and we get it, we get it quarterly.
Yes, quarterly.
The person you're talking to has no idea that you're talking to them.
The email says, whoever, like, a company policy, do not wear cologne or perfume. Which, by the way, once we got that email yesterday, the first thing we smelled when we walked out of the studio, cologne or perfume.
Mm-hmm. No perfume, yeah. And the like Loren said, the person that sprays a lot of it, I don't think has any idea.
Has no idea. Sweetest
person in the world.
But you know what? It just takes one person to pull that person aside and be like, hey, that email is about you.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trying to be mean. It's just a little overpowering. If you could just maybe kick it back one spray, I think everyone would be happy.
Yeah. So the question that we're going to have for you guys here in a second is we're going to discuss The fact is that 57% of people have a drink or two or three or four before they go on a first date to relax their body.
Who's having four drinks before you go on a date?
Thank you so much for picking me up.
That's what I was saying. That's why we got to find out if anybody showed up to their first date drunk. Nicole, did you do that?
Is that
what you're in here for?
No. I'm in here because we just got a phone call.
What's up?
Yeah, who's on hold?
Dustin in Charlotte just called in saying He has your wallet, Roy.
Oh, okay. Let's.
No way.
Hang on. So the audience doesn't know. So early in the show, we were talking about how I lost my wallet yesterday, and I've been trying to track it down, and I was all the way in Waverly and South End, and I was everywhere. And the last place that I remember had it was Publix, but I called them, and they didn't have it.
Did you check him off the air? Like, do you, because I said jokingly on the air about an hour ago, call in if you have it.
Yeah, no, I mean, he kind of seems legit.
Did he go through some of the things?
Yeah, he said he had a license and okay. A business card.
Right, what time were you at Publix yesterday?
Oh,
well,
gosh.
Don't say it. Let's ask Dustin.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing really well. Just so we can start the verification process, if you even have my wallet.
This is awesome.
We need to vet you.
What time were you at Publix yesterday?
I was there around 2 p.m.
Okay. I was there at 2. Okay. Yeah, that kind of fits. Is that when you arrived or is that when you were leaving?
That's what time I was actually arriving there.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, because I left way after 2.
How did you find us? How did you know that?
Well, inside the wallet, there's a KISS business card, and it has your office number, so that's why I knew how to call you.
Okay, there is a business card. Let's go to verify some other things in my wallet so we can make sure you're real.
Don't say any addresses,
right.
Though.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
I hope there's protection in there.
Inside the wallet, there's a North Carolina license.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
There's a Virginia license.
Oh, boy.
A Beasley license. A BJ's membership card. There's an American Express credit card here.
Yeah.
There's two other MasterCards here.
I have debt.
You have a lot of credit cards.
Don't leave me alone, Nicole. I mean, Lorraine, leave me alone.
Wait a minute. I don't find this funny. This dude's holding on to your possession.
It sounds like he has everything.
But he's calling to give it back.
Is he?
Yeah. You got $40 in cash, an insurance card. You got a gold XL men's club card. What is that?
That's my
for the adult club?
No.
What is
that?
No.
Dustin, you keep that as a reward.
No, it's my clothing membership card. I go to DXL.
I thought it was something
I did too.
No, it's a men's clothing store.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is. That's what we're calling it now.
Where did Dustin find this? At the Publix?
Yeah, actually, I was in back, and you were in front of me at Publix, and by the time I saw your wallet, you had left it there. I tried to go outside to get you, but you'd already gone.
Okay.
Well, you must have waited an hour, because Roy's not fast at anything, Dustin. Like, the fact that you couldn't, quote, catch Roy leaving doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we're not following your facts so well, Dustin.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Check your bank and make sure there's no, because I don't want to lose Dustin.
All right.
Make sure there's no weird charges or anything on your...
Dustin, did you get a little something for yourself at Publix?
No, I'm not like that. I'm an honest guy. I'm not going to try to steal any money from this guy.
Okay,
I'm
but you don't mind if we check, anything. Do you?
Go ahead.
I mean, we appreciate you calling in, dude.
Are you returning the wallet with the money in it? Because I kind of
yes.
feel like you should be able to keep
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
What do you mean keep?
I'm not going to take anything from another man. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but Dustin, you don't even want a reward for this? Like, I would at least want the cash out of it.
If everything checks out here, we'll start talking about a reward. I agree with you, Lorraine.
I didn't know that we were talking about a reward. Yeah, absolutely, I want a reward.
See, if it's offered up, then that is a reward.
Hang on, why are you two offering rewards for my wallet?
Because you're going to give him one.
Well,
I did call in, and you are on the radio. You got money, brother. I mean, come on, share the wealth.
Dustin, have you ever listened to the MRL show before on KISS?
No, I don't listen to this station, no.
Okay.
Good. All right. We always ask one
question
too many.
I work construction, man. I'm busy. Come on, think about it. You guys, all you do is sit around and jack your jaw all day, and you get paid a lot of money. I mean, I'm out here working hard, digging dishes.
Why are you attacking us? We're trying to get you a reward.
Yeah, Dustin, Manny and I are on your side, okay?
what just happened?
I don't know.
Come on,
okay.
Man.
If you
got a gold XL men's club card, you know you got to pay to play. Come on, man.
Okay. Now he wants a reward.
Why'd y'all give him this idea? He's very aggressive.
I'm scared of him.
He's getting a little aggressive.
How much cash is in there?
There's only $40, man, and I'm thinking we're going to need a little bit more than that.
All
right, hold on, Dustin. Hold on. I put him on hold.
What did you two do to me?
I don't know. His whole attitude changed from I'm a nice man, I don't want anything from any man, You want to take a quick MRL people poll and see if we should give them the reward or just get the wallet back?
We need to come up with the reward first.
How much cash is in there?
$40.
Give him the $40.
He sounded like you wanted more than that.
I know. It feels like he's holding my wallet hostage now.
Ransom.
I mean, I'm having fun with this, but still, there's some seriousness to it. He's got your wallet, dude.
You should give him something.
Producer Nicole, did he say where he lives? I don't want to pick him back up yet, but does he live in South End? Is
he
close?
Just said Charlotte.
I wonder if he can come in.
Come into the studio? Yeah.
And drop it off.
We have him on the show.
All right. So if you think Roy should give this guy a reward, 704-570-9595. We'll take a quick tally during this commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll bring him on. All right, Dustin, this is like a game show, dude. Hold on a second, all right?
All right,
hold on. Okay. How weird.
I don't know what to do. I just want my wallet back. Can I just get my wallet back? That's all I want.
You haven't canceled anything yet, so you wouldn't have to.
And there's no charges in the last 12 hours.
No, I just checked. All three of my cards are fine.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show.
Highway 51 at Ray Road. Otherwise, a nice drive. 77, 85, 485 still check clear with light traffic volume. Traffic brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Lorena, keeping an eye on the dirty time, but because of Roy's lost wallet and the man who found it is now on hold, it's now become a huge thing.
Yeah. And so we're also on Facebook Live. If you didn't know, you can watch the show. We have four cameras set up in here. Just look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, and everyone is offering a lot of opinions. And I don't know what to do because he wants a reward.
Dustin.
Yeah, man.
We're back live on the radio. Okay, so you found Roy's wallet yesterday at Publix around the same time that he was there.
Yep.
You have it in your hand right now.
I sure do.
Hit it against the phone so we know.
What?
Just tap the wallet against the phone so we know.
All right.
That sounds like my wallet.
I'm
not talking to my wallet.
Like it's a hello, Roy's wallet. Are you okay? Has he hurt you in any way?
Can you take a photo of my wallet in a newspaper so I can confirm it's the actual?
All right, hold on. We're going to talk to some people, then we're going to come back to you. Are you okay on time?
I got it. Man, we really got to make this quick. My boss is going to kill me. I got to be to work.
All right. Hold on a second, boss. Boss, this is big.
Yeah, he's holding my wallet.
Cassie and Spruce Pines, good morning.
Good morning.
Or what should we do?
I don't think you should give it to him.
You don't think I should give him a reward?
No.
Okay. He had good intentions.
The $40, that's it.
Oh, the $40 that's
okay,
in my
wallet.
So you
think the $40 should be the cap of the reward?
Okay. This is Robert in Kannapolis.
Robert, buddy.
Hello?
Hey, man. Hey. Hi. Real quick, what should Roy do?
I think he'd... I mean, he sounds kind of sketchy, but at the same time, it's really nice of him to call.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he has good intentions. He wants to give me... When we first spoke to him, he wanted to give me the wallet back, and then Loren. I think it was you.
Hold on.
He got kind of sketchy. You guys should have him come in and bring it in person.
I agree.
And if he's willing to come in person,
yes,
then the $40 should top it off.
Totally agree. Okay.
I think Loren started the reward nonsense.
Carrie, Denver?
I think you should get a reward.
Bye. Thanks for calling the MRL Morning Show. This is why we love doing the show. We have no idea which direction it's going to go on a daily basis. What do you want to say?
I don't think you should give him the reward.
Why not?
I think when people do the right thing, they're doing it because they want to do the right thing, not because they're expecting a reward or even hoping to get one.
Which he was on the path of doing until Loren opened up her mouth and said,
"Hold on,
you should get a reward."
I agree with Loren. By the way,
you do.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Just because it's the right thing to do. That's what I teach my kids. That's what I do. I found a cell phone yesterday in a parking lot and made sure I found the owner. And I didn't want or expect anything. And I just think that's what people should do.
Okay, Carrie. But to his defense, he did say he's not going to take anything from any man. I remember him saying that. Till Loren and I were like, well, no, we'll give you the money because he did call. He did make the effort to look up Roy's information, find the request number for Beasley Media Group and Kiss 95.1, and then call in. All right, let's get him back on before he has to leave.
Hey, Dustin.
I'm here. What's up? What's going on?
So let's negotiate this.
Okay.
You just bringing me my wallet is out of the question, correct?
Bring it here.
Like, if you, like, for no reward, you will not bring my wallet back.
What are you talking about, bringing it to your station?
Yes.
Well, see, I don't want to do that because I know how this works, man. I know how you media guys are. I go there, you take my picture, you put me all over social media. Man, I don't want any of that. No, no.
You didn't hear our conversation when I had him on hold. That's exactly what we said. No, but dude, it'll be a fun thing. People are going to look at you in a positive way. You're a good cat that found the wallet and brought it in.
What if I gave you $20?
Well, look, man, I'm just going to say this, man. I don't want to be on pictures or anything. I'm not like that. I'm not that kind of guy.
Right.
I could just drop it off, man, at the front desk for you, man. I'm not demanding a reward. If you want to give me something, fine. But I don't want my picture and everything like that. I just want to drop it off and just let it be.
I like that. For that, I'm going to give you the cash that's inside.
But really?
Yes.
Well, dang. Well, shoot, man. I'll take it, man.
Please don't swear.
Yeah. I'll give you the cash inside. You bring it back to the bring it down to the radio station. I get it. You don't want to be publicity, but I do want to meet you.
Well, okay, man. I agree to that. That'll be fine.
How far are you from us? We're on South Boulevard, above where Carrabba's used to be. Are you doing construction near uptown or south end? Didn't you say you work construction?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about 5 minutes away from you guys.
All right, sweet.
There you go.
Okay, we'll bring it by.
And you're gonna have to call.
I'm coming there now.
Okay, whoa. Hold on. You got to call Nicole, producer Nicole, on the request line. We got to let you up because nobody's at the front desk yet. So
I'm pretty sure he has my key to the building.
Yeah, but he doesn't have
the
key.
I think he can walk right in.
Good point.
Well, I didn't find that, brother.
My bees are on your Roy.
Yeah.
I think he has my identification to get in, so I think we're good.
Hey, you're a really good man. You know that?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
You really are.
Yes. Roy, I'm proud of you for giving a little reward.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he deserves it.
All right, thanks for tracking him down on Roy's behalf. He's not great with words, so thank you so much for tracking him down and doing this, okay?
No worries, man. Hey, Roy, I'll see you in about 5 minutes, brother.
All right, buddy.
Hold on. Producer Nicole, get his number so he doesn't go AWOL. Quick.
Oh, yeah.
Very
what if he
true.
Disappears?
Right. What are we going to do, stay on hold with him until he gets here?
No, you can't do that, but what if...
Sorry that I'm just feeling like an extra safety net level.
And also, security here yet, just in case? I know
where's LeVert?
Do we have our security guard here? I just want to make
LeVert.
Sure. LeVert.
Lamar.
This is not his real name.
LeVert, I think, is his name.
It's not his real name.
That's the character name that we come up with him.
Wow. How you feeling?
I'm glad that I don't have to cancel my cards and then input all that stuff online.
Yeah, see, I'm still nervous now that he's not going to show up and, like, I don't know.
He just takes the 40 and run?
Whoa. Did he hang up or did you get it? That was quick. You got it?
Okay. All right.
She's so business. Like, did you say anything to him? Like, were you human to him at all, producer Nicole? Like, hey, that was a really great thing, Dustin. Thank you. Or are you like, what's your number?
All right, thanks. Bye. Yes, I've been talking to him for the past 20 minutes.
All right. Well, I just saw he's gone. It made me nervous.
All is well.
I'm a talker, though. I would have been like, bro, that's a really nice thing. All right.
By the way, I love that when we asked her, did you even, like, talk to him? She's like, well, whatever. Yeah, I did, of course.
I know.
Yeah, she's all cool, man. She's so cool.
Not my wallet.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
What a show. What a day. Yeah. Oh, my God. And this is why radio is so powerful, people. This is why this medium will never die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
All right. So we all know that Blake Shelton is a big fan of Gwen Stefani. But apparently his ex-girlfriend was a big fan of her, too. Now, Gwen was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live. And she revealed that Blake told her he had dated a girl who had Gwen Stefani's face plastered all over her entire room.
Oh.
That's kind of weird. Okay. Well, at least he's consistent. So, Ariana Grande just dropped a new single and a video today. It's called No Tears Left to Cry, and we've got a little snippet of it for you. Mm. No, we don't. You had it up in the first dirty.
I have it. The computer's just going slow.
Okay,
here we go. Nice. When's that out?
Today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just dropped. All the Dash stores are done. I'm so upset. The Kardashians released a statement saying after almost 12 years, they will be closing the West Hollywood, Miami, and New York store. And, of course, scandals series finale was last night, and a lot of people are not happy with it.
By the way, you know that's going to be a thing on the TV show with the Dash Stores. They're going to be like, it's causing me too much stress to operate it. Meanwhile, they never step in.
Right.
Like, that's never what,
so that was part of their statement that now with motherhood and everything else going on, that they,
we
you
don't
know,
have time to not pay attention to it.
You never pay attention to it. All right, let's play Can't Beat the Red. 704-570-9595. She's got like 5 wins. Call now, take her down.
And your prize will be anything out of Roy's wallet.
No!
How about that?
No. Hey. 911. Get informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact2stroke.com.
In about 5 minutes, I'm just saying.
Give him 10.
The Cam Newton Foundation presents the 4th annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Sign your office up. If you've never played in this before, or maybe you have and you want to play again, the money that you donate to play in this goes to the local youth here in our community. Visit cam1newton.com to play with Cam and all of his friends at the Celebrity Kickball Tournament Friday, June 1st. All right, Can't Beat Loren is next. Maybe Dustin will be here too. Adrian from Concord, she's ready to play Can't Beat Loren. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right. Kiss
95.9. Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Adrian, welcome to the Mini Rory and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Awesome. I guess get out of studio.
Nice. Let's play right away.
Get right to the point.
Okay.
I know. I'm waiting in line for my food, so.
All right, I'm going.
Lorena's leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1's Facebook page, we have 4 cameras. You'll see she's out of the studio.
Adrian, if you beat her, then you'll get a $100 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts thanks to our friends at Dunkin', the home of the go-tos.
Wait, I love that.
Question number one. Kim Kardashian's husband revealed that he will not be dropping one album this summer, but he's going to be dropping 2 albums. Who is that?
Kanye West.
And question number 2, what coffee chain is under a lot of heat and is going to be closing its stores on May 29th for racial bias training? Who is that?
You said coffee?
Yeah, coffee what? Chain is under heat and is going to be closing its stores on May 29th for racial bias training.
Starbucks.
Okay, question 3, after last night's episode of Jersey Shore, it looks like Ronnie ended up cheating on his baby mama while she was pregnant. Who was his girlfriend during the original Jersey Shore seasons?
Is it J-Wow?
All right. Question number 4. Jared Leto drew a massive crowd as he entered the Louvre. He was somewhere in Paris.
The Louvre? Yeah.
Probably right. What band was he the front man of?
Oh, my gosh.
Jared Leto?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember.
2, 1. Okay, no answer there. Question 5. It's a big week for this Destiny's Child member. First a reunion at Coachella. Now she's engaged to boyfriend Chad Johnson. Which member of Destiny's Child are we talking about?
I don't even know.
All right. Okay. Come on in, Loren. Come on in. Do you see anybody sitting out there in the lobby with Roy's wallet?
No.
Yeah, it's going on 15 minutes now, and he said 5, just for the record.
I'm confident.
Okay.
There's good people.
All right, how'd she do?
She got 2 correct.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's waiting in line for her food. She's distracted. Okay. Here we go. Kim Kardashian's husband revealed that he's not going to be dropping 1 album, but he'll be dropping 2 albums this summer. Who is that?
Kanye West.
That's right, 1-1.
What coffee chain is under a lot of heat and closing all of its stores on May 29th for racial bias training?
Starbucks.
That's right.
Right, 2-2.
After the incident in Philadelphia. Question 3. After last night's episode of Jersey Shore, it looks like Ronnie ended up cheating on his baby mama while she was pregnant. Who was his girlfriend during the original Jersey Shore seasons?
I'm going to say J-Wow. I'm just taking a shot.
That is incorrect. That's exactly what she said. The correct answer was Sammy's sweetheart. 2-2.
Sammy's not on this season, though, right?
I don't believe so. Yeah, no, she's not back. Jared Leto drew a massive crowd in Paris. What band is Leto the frontman of?
Oh, I know this.
3. 2.
Oh, why am I drawing a blank?
1.
What is it?
30 Seconds to Mars. She had no answer as well. It is 2-2 still.
Been a big week for this Destiny's Child member. First a reunion at Coachella. Now she's engaged to boyfriend Chad Johnson. Which member are we talking about? Loren for the win.
Michelle.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Adrian did not have a clue about that one. Final score, it is 3-2. You win.
I can't believe I couldn't think of the 30 seconds of Mars.
That's okay.
It's okay, neither could I.
All right, Adrian, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
My name's Adrian from Concord, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Enjoy your breakfast.
Okay, here's what's going on. We're going to get to the Legendary Friday free-for-all here in a minute. And in the meantime, we're waiting for, if you're just joining us, Roy lost his wallet at Publix yesterday, and a man named Dustin claims to have it. We talked to him on the air about 40 minutes ago. He said he'd be here in 5 minutes, and that was 15 minutes ago. Sorry that I'm feeling a little like
There's good people. I'm fine. And you know what? If worse comes to worse, I'll just cancel everything and go get a new wallet.
Well, we have his number, too, so we'll call him back on the air again if he doesn't show up in time, all right?
Now our Facebook live chat has turned on him, too, and they're saying call the police.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We're throwing back some music, old school style, to get your weekend started, plus $1,000 at 8 a.m. with the KISS cash code.
Don't go anywhere.
And maybe Roy's wallet.
Today is gone. GoFord.com, where every truck deserves a happy owner. See dealer for details.
All right, Loren, I got Zero Res over to my house earlier this week. You guys know that by now. And I feel like every time I walk on the carpet that they cleaned, it's like walking on a fresh cloud. It really is. It's like a brand new home when you get your carpets cleaned professionally by Zero Res.
It really is. And, you know, you ask some people when's the last time you've had your carpets cleaned, and they couldn't even tell you.
Right.
Like when you moved in kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's not expensive at all. Zero Res is doing this awesome deal, and you got to take advantage of it because they'll come to their senses and they'll pull it off the shelf. It's three rooms for $119.
Yeah, and they use empowered water, so if you're worried about pumping chemicals into your carpet, they don't do that. It's safe for your kids and pets, so there's really no reason not to call them.
So I had a pet stain on my carpet, and Art, one of the techs there for Zero Res,
is
like,
Art.
He's great. He's like, Manny, I put level one on that, but if it comes back, let me know because we have a guarantee. I'll put level two on it and do it again. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, very true.
What's level five?
They've got that gotta love it guarantee. Give them a call today, 704-509-4488. You can also check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Throwing in a Snoop track on 420. You think that was done strategically?
Yeah!
Legendary Friday free-for-all. Getting your weekend started, baby. $1,000 coming your way. 3 minutes right here on the MRL show. That's a Friday free-for-all, everybody. Hopefully the weekend is up and going in full effect. The weather looks good. So good for everybody.
Hopefully you got that $1,000 with the KISS cash code that we gave away 15 minutes ago.
Hopefully you're as lucky as Roy and lost your wallet and then got it back.
Hey!
Somebody, big shout out to Dustin for bringing Roy's wallet in today after he found it yesterday. Called us, and good for you, Dustin. There's good people in the world.
Yeah.
All right, Lorraine, what's coming up in the Dirty on the Third Day?
So Carrie Underwood is opening up about her accident, and wait until you hear what Gwen Stefani has to say about Blake Shelton's ex-girlfriend. It's coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty on the 30.
KISS 95
program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today.
Make sure you join Cameron at KISS 95.1 this Saturday, 11 to 3, for the third annual cruise in at Hendrick Volkswagen of Concord for one of the best VW car shows in the Southeast.
You gotta get up. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
Jessica from Power 98's at the door. She must need a white person opinion.
Yeah.
That's when she comes in here. She goes, hey, I got a white person question.
Yeah. All right.
Now she's over with Phil and Mel. All right.
Yeah.
What do you got going on in Hollywood?
Okay. So Blake Shelton, we know he's a big fan of Gwen Stefani. Well, she was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live and revealed that Blake's ex-girlfriend was a big fan too.
True.
This is a little creepy.
He did tell me that he dated a girl for like 3 months that had my face in all plastered over her whole bedroom.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So that's kind of weird, right?
That's really weird.
So when did they go from don't ask questions about their relationship to now I feel like that's
all
they
all
talk about is their relationship?
Maybe they're...
And is that where Blake got the idea? He was like, hey, she looks pretty good.
Remember Nick Cannon was a huge fan of Mariah and had... like posters of her all over the house, yep. And ended up marrying her.
Very true.
Strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carrie Underwood, we all know that she had an accident which left her where she said her face was kind of mangled.
She fell on steps,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she had a ton of stitches. Well, she's now opening up and telling us what happened.
I was taking the dogs out and I tripped and there was one step and I didn't let go of the leashes. priorities. So that's why my left hand's fine. And if I had fallen anywhere else, I would have been perfectly fine. But it was one step that messed everything up.
One step.
Poor thing.
I know. Yeah. Ariana Grande, she's got a new single out today, along with the video. This is called No Tears Left to Cry.
Pretty good. I can't wait for us to play it every 10 seconds. It's going to be so fun.
Also, just a couple other little quick things. Liam Payne, he says that his son is so big. He said, well, I don't have any idea what we're feeding him, but he's so big that he's having trouble walking.
I feel the same way about baby Cash. Cash is probably 2 inches taller than Dean and 3 years younger.
Yeah, but Cash doesn't weigh a lot,
Dean's
though.
34 inches tall. How tall is Cash?
33. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. They're almost the same size.
Dean is the shortest one in this.
Like, how much does Dean weigh, though?
I don't know. We haven't weighed him. I just measured him the other day.
Yeah, Cash is only like 25 pounds.
But the doctor said if you put 99 kids in the room, Dean's going to be on the shorter end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So he got my genes and not Amanda's genes because she's a little taller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New in theaters this weekend, I Feel Pretty, which is Amy Schumer's new movie, and Super Troopers 2.
Cool. Nice.
I feel like Super Troopers 2 didn't get a lot of traction, though. Like, nobody was really talking about
it. Yeah, you know what? They started promoting it way too early, because we even had the guys on, like, in February.
Yeah. Right.
It's crowdfunded. I thought it would get a ton of exposure, but nobody's really talking about it yet.
Strange.
Yeah. I do want to go see the John Krasinski one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Quiet Place?
Yeah, I want to see that, too.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend.
What's trending? What's hot?
Nicole saw it. We got to talk.
I don't want to know about it. It was good, though, right? Everybody's saying it's good.
I heard it was great.
Very suspenseful. Don't like the ending.
I saw the spoiler alert. Okay. Anyway, what Lauren likes today has to do with your weekly trips to Target.
Hmm.
So the chain just announced that they are expanding their drive-up services. So, and I love doing this. I always shop online before I get there because I'm just busy during the day. Like, I just go into the service desk and pick up my order and then leave. But now I don't even have to get out of my car. This is great. So you can order on the app, and within 2 hours, they'll send you an email. You go park in the designated spot, and an employee will bring it out to your car.
Nice.
Love it.
Hey, I saw, by the way, on a side note, Dunkin's doing that. Did you notice? I used to park in the spot there, and Dunkin has a curbside now.
You did? You're
so naughty, Lorraine.
What?
How dare you?
I figured at 5:30 a.m. that's merely a suggestion. Nobody's even up at that time.
She's curbside delivering to herself, technically, Roy.
Oh, man.
All right. Such a dirty.
Thank you. Phone slam. This is awesome. So stupidly funny. I don't know. I find this one hilarious. Roy, what'd you find in your sub?
Money.
There's a very famous fast food chain that's giving away money in the sub, according to Roy's phone slam. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey. Carol wins.
Hey, there's something called Cinco de Pupo, and it's happening at the Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville on May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo. It's an action-packed free day of fun and festivities just for you and your pups. So bring them out. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. We'll be out there, too. Also, my friends who live in my hometown of Waxhaw know this. April 21st, that's tomorrow night from 6 to 8 at Crane Creek Park in the Haw. You can enjoy food trucks, vendors, music, crafts, and at 8 o'clock, you can watch the movie E.T. Under the Stars. Admission is free. Roy, did you ever see the movie E.T.?
I sure did.
And what's the tagline?
Phone home, buddy.
Phone home.
And what candy does E.T. love?
M&M's.
No.
Hershey bars.
Reese's Pieces.
Whatever.
I would have said that. Mars bars.
That's good.
That's good. Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
Charlotte's number one.
There's a time in your life, Loren, as a parent, where you're going to realize, gosh, I sound just like my mom, or I sound just like my dad. And Roy, you'll get there too when you become a parent. I found myself doing that yesterday. I asked Dean to clean up. He had a huge mess with his friends inside the house, and it had been there since like Sunday. So I was like, bro, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Clean it up, you know. And he kind of gave me a little back, didn't want to do it. And then he started like kicking around his toys and stuff. And I went down the same thing my mom and dad would say to me when I was a kid. I realized I was becoming my parent. I'll just throw them away if you're going to treat them that way. You better respect the toys that your mom and dad spend their hard-earned money on.
Yeah, Dad.
Ooh, did I sound just like my pops?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that speech I got You know, we work hard to get you what you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself yet saying, oh, I sound just like mom?
Not yet, no. But Cash can't give me, well, he does give me backlip, but not like in English, baby talk. Yeah.
You know, I find myself doing things that, like my dad does. And it's not necessarily like that where it's where you sound like your dad. But like, so if I'm watching TV and I'm getting a good laugh or I'm enjoying something, I'll start like smiling and rubbing my elbow and arm. And I'm like, that's what my dad does.
You're becoming your dad.
I'm becoming my dad. Like, I'll see my dad when he gets a kick out of something. He's like all moving around and rubbing his elbows and, you know, he's smiling. And I was watching a TV show and I got a kick out of something. I'm smiling. And
yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm just doing what my dad does.
Let's do calls on this because this could be funny. We want to hear from you guys. What's the thing? Because Roy's right. It doesn't have to be something that you said. It could be something you do. But what was the moment that you realized that you've become your mom or dad? 704-570-9595. What about you, producer Nicole? Are you any? I mean, you're not much like your dad. Are you more like your mom?
I've actually found myself now as an adult being and saying things like my dad. Like, I'm checking on Lauren's car just like he checks on mine. Or, like, I'm looking at the weather like he tells me to look at the weather.
Yeah.
Checking on other people's responsibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was doing the other day. The commercials are so loud for the on TV. The commercials are so much louder than the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the last 10 years, my dad has been woke to that. And he's been way ahead of the curve. And he's been muting the commercials.
Okay.
Now you go to his house, everything's muted. He watches TV on mute.
Was it like a doctor's office?
Basically. The other day I was watching TV with Amanda, and I'm like, that commercial's so loud. Turn it down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, on my dad.
See, it's usually the opposite, though. Like, as you get older, you watch everything at, like, nauseam level because it's you can't hear anything.
Bingo. If dad's watching a movie, yes, it's on so loud. You know, the red bar that goes across that shows you volume.
Yeah.
It's all the way across the TV. And he still wants to have conversation, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's take calls.
704-570-9595. What'd you do? What'd you say? And you realized, oh, I'm becoming my parents. 5.1.
So that moment that you said to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm becoming my parent. I'm becoming my mom. I'm becoming my dad. 704-570-9595. What is it that you did? Is it something you said? Is it something that you do? And it's scary.
You probably don't. Some people don't even realize they're doing it.
This might be making you think about it.
Like, oh, I'm just like my dad. Like, my mom tells me all the time. She's like, that look was totally your dad. Because you know the looks I shoot, y'all.
Right.
Like, yeah, we see them. Get scared every time.
I mean, I'm suburban dad that lives in Waxhaw, and when it rains, I rush outside to fertilize her seed.
Yeah.
Guess who did that?
Your dad.
My dad.
Oh, dad life. Oh. Let's bring in Haley from Huntersville. Haley, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling us again. And tell us, what was that moment that you realized, I'm turning into my parents?
So I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I had her over at my mom's house, and it was one of those things where, like, you know, she likes to watch the same movies and listen to, like, the same songs on repeat all the time. And so she's in there watching Frozen for, like, the 14th time in a row, and I was like, can we please, like, just stop? Like, this is absolutely getting ridiculous. I was like, how in the world can you watch the same thing on repeat, like, 30 times? My mom looks at me and she goes, do you know how many times I had to sit here and watch Aladdin in a row? I was like, but Aladdin's not as annoying as Frozen. I was like, this is a completely different situation right now.
You're trying to justify, wait a minute, I'm not like you.
Not at all.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Haley. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. There's Haley, who moved all over the place, lived in California. We heard from her one time this week. Now we've heard from her a lot. Love Haley calling in.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you a homeowner came home and found someone in their hot tub doing something strange. We'll get into that. Plus, we want more calls. When did you realize that you have become your parent?
The Manny Roy.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So tell us that moment that you're like, you know what? I am just like my parents. And also make sure you're listening today at 11 a.m. for the Kiss Cash code. Cameron's going to hook you up with $1,000. All right, let's talk with Trinity and Gastonia. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello. So tell us about that moment.
Well, I was arguing with my grandmother, and she's really argumentative, too. And she's like, you know, you're just like your dad. You got to have the last word every single time. You think you're always right.
That sounds like Loren.
Yeah. Also like my father. Yep.
And then, so do you stop for a minute, Trinity, when you hear that, and you're like, oh, my gosh, no.
No, you know, I actually tell her, no, I'm not my dad. I'm nothing like my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, that's just like what your dad would say.
That's crazy. Thank you so much. I guess, like, I'll really feel like my dad when I start complaining about everything, because that's where he's at now. Everything, any comments on everything.
Yeah.
From weather to clothes to...
You know... Producer Nicole and I were talking about how much you are like your dad, and you have no idea.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. The other day in the office after you left, look, she's shaking her head. But, like, your dad says stuff for, like, shock value sometimes, and you don't have the same content, but you do the exact same thing.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I will say things for shock content.
Yours is a bit more woke, just a bit.
Right, right. Like, my dad would be like, you know, why are you doing dishes? She should be doing dishes. Now, he knows damn well that that's not true, but he likes the reaction.
Right.
And I'd like reaction, too. Gotcha. I can get down with that.
This is... CeeLo.
Hi, CeeLo. What a pleasure to be talking to an artist like yourself.
Oh, that's funny. You almost got it right. It's CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Even producer Nicole wrote it phonetically. C, like the water, L-E-L-L, and then O, CeeLo.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good. I liked it. So what I do that my parents used to do is when my mom used to read us bedtime stories and it got to, like, the moral of the story that only Grant, you know, parents understand, kids just think it's a story. She would always cry, and I never understood why she would cry. And I thought it was the most ridiculous thing. But then when I got older and I was reading to my kids, I started to, like, tear up during that, you know, moment of the story. And I was like, dang, I'm just like my mom.
What's that story where the mom takes care of the boy, then at the end of the book, the boy takes care of the mom?
I think it's like the giving. No, there's the giving tree, and then there's another one. I know it's that.
Yeah, it's not that detailed, and it's basically like mom takes care of baby, and then at the end of it, it switches, and he's holding mom as she's moving on, and it's like,
that's a children's book.
Yeah, because it's like about caring. It teaches you about caring for each other.
That's a tearjerker. I don't advise reading that.
Yeah. I think it's the one where they're like, where he's rocking, she's rocking him back and forth, and then at the end, he's rocking her back and forth.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What?
Yeah, it's called I Love You Forever, I Love You For Always, As Long As You're Living, My Baby You'll Be. That repeats in the whole story.
That's it. You are absolutely right, CeeLo.
That is so sad.
That's so sad. I'm going to cry. Why would you tell me that?
I'm not even reading it.
Why would you bring that up?
Because I see what she's saying. Now you understand what she gets into.
Yeah, now I want to cry. I haven't even read the thing. Hello, Alyssa and Hickory.
Hi, how are you?
Please don't say anything sad. I'm one statement away from crying.
I was wanting to tell you the whole time what the name of it was. We've got it here at our house.
Yeah, what is it called again?
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. My baby, you'll always be.
There you go.
What age group is that for?
We got it when Dean was young.
Anyone?
It was given to us, I think, around my son's first birthday.
I'm going to get it for cash.
No, we're not reading it. You can have it back.
It's sweet.
You can have it back for yours.
Alyssa, tell us what goes on out there in Hickory. When did you realize that you're like your parents?
Oh, my gosh. Right. So, you know, when you're younger and your parents go to call you by your name, you're every other name except for who you are.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah.
So my sister is Catherine. I'm Alyssa. We didn't really have a lot of animals when I was growing up. It just wasn't something that my mom, I did at my dad's house, but not at my mom's house. But so my mom would say, Alyssa, Catherine, it was constant. And my mom did a lot of in-home care, so we could have been a different kid that day or whatever.
Right, mixing up the names.
And we even used to get the pets' names. So
So, you know, I'm got two children, one's 14, one almost 7, and it's Carly and Elijah. Well, we're total opposite. We have dogs. We've had horses. We've got rabbits, you know, the fish. You name it, we've had it. Oh, I'll go through the whole list. And I even mix up my daughter with my sister.
That's funny.
Carly, I mean, and then Blaze, I mean, no.
Whatever your name is, get over here.
I just look at you and say, who the hell are you?
Just like mom.
It's horrible. And I used to make such fun of my mom. And now when my mom is with me, which is just about every day, she's very involved in my children's lives, she just sits back and says, you are what I was. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's great. Thank you for sharing, Alyssa. Have
a
great weekend.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. There goes Alyssa. So, yeah. Don't feel bad if you're just like your parents and go get that book.
Embrace it.
All right, I'll leave you on a positive note.
All right, thank you.
Are you ready for this? Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her hot tub.
Sounds like a party.
Good news because...
He was eating Cheerios while he was in there. He was eating Cheetos while he was in there.
That's the worst, because then you get the cheese dust on the fingers, and I bet he dipped him in the water to clean them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The Fort Worth Telegraph reports that a responding officer found the person in the hot tub and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim. The homeowner said that they had just moved into the place and they hadn't used the hot tub yet themselves.
Aww.
So the first person in the hot tub is some stranger who broke into their house. Police found a tall ice chest broken under the window that they clearly snuck into the window. So there you have it.
Yeah,
that's good news.
Naked stranger in hot tub eating Cheetos.
That's better than, you know, your mom in the circle of life.
Today's National Lookalike Day, Roy.
Okay. Producer Patrick was telling me about that.
Yeah. Do you think you look like someone?
You know, everyone tells me I look like Ben Affleck, but I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I can get a little bit of that.
I don't see it at all.
Manny looks like Sean Spicer.
Oh, big time. Now you look like his twin. You put you and Sean in a room and people are, hey, Sean.
Sean Spicer.
Yeah. He looks like him, don't he?
Just like
Captain
him.
Jim. It's not that funny.
Looks just like him. Put a suit on him. You know, you have better hair than Sean. Mm-hmm. You have better hair, you look just like him.
If I do that face.
When you make that face, 100%.
Pointing at the press.
Mm-hmm. Shave up
squinting.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then I don't know who.
Yeah, what about Loren?
I don't know who you
When
like.
I was blonde, I used to get a girl from... Orange is the New Black. Yeah, but not anymore.
That's right.
Not with dark hair.
And Nicole looks like the Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ken doll.
With her hair, with the head bun. Yep. All right, everybody. Don't forget $1,000. You got four more shots, 11, 1, 4, and 6 today with the Kiss Cash code. Charlotte's.